Tonight's Today. Ow. Why am I playing that? Right, it's time
because you confuse yourself by doing a pathetic attempt to try and get the voiceover for Jack Pignatti's next album.
It's now time for Becky's Classifieds. These are real things that you can get on the internet for cheap or free now. Read out by Radio 1's early presenter, Greg James. This is all good stuff today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giant Jammy Dodger style biscuit. £5.50.
Now, that strikes me as a lot for a biscuit.
It does to me as well.
This one... someone sent this in, actually. Listener, thank you very much. I've forgotten your name. Not that I'm being lazy and not finding my own classifieds. This biscuit is, like, as big as my... What's it called when you do that? The span? Wingspan? I don't have wings. What do you call it? When I'm stretching
boobs?
My hands out.
What are you doing?
I'm stretching my hands out to show you how big it is from here to here.
As big as your wingspan?
What's it called? Arm length? The big... If you hold your arms out, it's quite big. It's big.
Just all eyes, you were sticking a chest out to me.
Not sticking my chest out to you, it was just generic.
This Jammy Dodger style biscuit was lovingly brought to life on the 21st of February 2009. It represents the love for one of our nation's best bickies and was intended to be eaten on the day of its birth by our friends and family. However, it was deemed as too important and just too special to eat. And despite some amazing pressure, we couldn't bear the thought of seeing the only remainders being just a few giant Jammy Dodger style crumbs.
Wait.
So they've made their own massive Jammy Dodger, and now we can buy it for only £5.50.
Disclaimer. We recommend that you don't eat this Jammy Dodger style biscuit, although it's made out of 100% biscuity ingredients, unless you enjoy eating old and soft biscuits. If you do choose, against all sensible advice, to eat this amazing feat of cookery / engineering, then please do so with the care and respect with which it was created.
Now, I do quite like eating soft old biscuits.
So do I. I think they're better.
No, but they're slightly soft. They're good. Do you know what? The best thing to do is to get the biscuit. This is going to sound really weird, but to get the biscuit and, like, breathe out through it slightly.
Yes, done
and
that.
It makes it really soft and a bit chewy, like it's gone off a bit.
You must have done that.
Just breathe ever so slightly.
Hang on, so you put a soft biscuit in your mouth and you breathe.
No,
if
you're going to have a really hard biscuit, just, like,
breathe
in the biscuit.
Yeah,
and
I've
it really
that.
Softens it up and makes it chewy.
Try it tonight. Really good.
But I don't want to make a hard biscuit chewy.
No,
I like my
soft.
Biscuits.
No. See, me and Becky agree on a lot of similar foodstuffs. Airline food, for example. And I didn't even know this before we did this, but the soft biscuit is the way forward.
Is it because you both have trouble with your teeth?
No.
I've got all my own, thank you very much.
I think you'll find these are quite new.
NB, please remember that big biscuit means big crumbs.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Don't eat it in bed.
Please only consider buying if you are a true biscuit lover.
Okay, there's a slight problem. I'm not the biggest fan of Jammy Dodgers.
I like Jammy Dodgers, and I'd want to eat it, but I like my Jammy Dodgers fresh.
You like them hard.
Fresh and hard, yeah. Not soft.
Next.
Thank you for the tissues. Location, train from Brighton to Clapham.
What's this?
You see, I saw this and thought it might be free.
Thank you to the kind soul who left me some tissues when I was pretending to look out the window. Kiss.
On a train.
I think they've just put a strange note in the middle of the advertising bit of the classifieds, but it's quite sweet.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Someone was obviously crying and someone gave them the tissues.
Really nice.
Bless.
Yeah.
Three last Rolos. 12 in total.
Oh, what's this?
That's three each for us.
Amazing, okay.
For the past month, I've kept all my last Rolos with the intent of passing them on to that special someone in a metaphorical gesture of love. Due to an intense intolerance to lactose, that special someone is somewhat repulsed by this gesture, as I've inevitably shamed myself with my ignorance. I have instead managed to acquire a pencil for her, a really good one, and so these Rolos, still in the foil, remain ownerless.
Oh, what are the chances of that? That's annoying, isn't it?
We'll take them off your hands.
NB. I would obviously consider a straight swap for lactose-free Rolos. Anyhow, drop me a line if you're interested.
Can you get lactose-free Rolos?
I didn't know you could still get Rolos. Can you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this ad posted by somebody stuck in the middle of a late 80s advertising campaign?
I'm not keen on Rolos either, to be honest.
Why?
Well, I'll just eat yours.
You don't like chewy things, do you?
No.
But he just said he breathes through his biscuits.
Yeah, but that must be because of his must be because of his teeth.
Do with my teeth.
Do you like curly whirlies?
What about lamb bars?
No. Yes, you're right. I've never thought about this before.
You don't like?
I don't like the chewing.
No.
No. Next.
Celebrity hair sample. £1,000.
Now, this is quite expensive.
Sorry, I missed this. What is it? Because I was laughing too much. What?
Celebrity hair sample.
Right.
£1,000.
Ridiculous.
But it intrigued me as to who would be selling their hair for £1,000.
Yeah, weird. Okay, carry on.
For Hollywood lovers / obsessors everywhere, may suit special collectors. Genuine hair sample from Spanish Oscar-winning actress. Ask for more details. If you're a big fan, you may want this.
Who could it be?
I still haven't worked it out.
I actually have worked it out,
I think. Go on.
It's Penelope Cruz,
yeah. That's what I was going to say.
But how have they got...
Film question, right.
I know.
How have they got her hair?
I think it's best not to ask.
No. And now they're charging £1,000 for it.
That's a lot. So that is
a lot, but it is Penelope Cruz's hair.
It
probably.
Got me thinking, if Penn's hair can go for £1,000, yours might be worth a few quid.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, it's got to be like £10 or something.
what happened
then? Special laser
the one that doesn't, the one that doesn't speak
off.
Crept behind you to try and pluck a few out.
Okay, good. How much of Penelope's hair do you get for a grand?
I don't know. Shall I ask for more details?
I would expect quite a lot, to be honest.
I want a full-on wig for that.
It's from her head, I presume.
Well.
Might be underarms.
Oh, well, yes, it might be. That's for her leg hair, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good. Well, can we inquire for a bit more detail before we buy that? I'm not looking at it. Next.
Warning. Scott Mills fan mug. $4.99.
Why is there a warning on it?
That's what it says on the mug. It says, warning, Scott Mills fan.
Oh, I see.
I thought it was a mug that would also blow a light breeze at you if you were hot.
A must for all Scott Mills fans. Great for letting everyone know it's your mug. Great mug for all fans. A great gift idea.
Now, I've just thought that this might seem like I've set up my own business on the side, making mugs for the show, but I haven't. I just wondered whether you knew anything about this, Scott, whether it was...
No idea.
You've got a whole range of personal merchandise.
No, I'm not the Hoff.
I did quite like it, though, that people needed to be warned that you were a Scott Mills show fan.
Where are these
Keep away!
Where are these mugs, then? Do you know about these
I don't...
mugs?
I've never heard of this.
They're in the classifieds. It's just a white mug with black, like, bold aerial writing which says, warning Scott Mills fan.
All right. And how much are they?
Anything special. $4.99.
Can I just say I'm making absolutely no money out of this and it is not a private venture. Thank you.